Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I'm going to start today with Africa, and of course, Africa is dear to my heart. We spent many years of our lives there in Senegal and then later down in Zaire in the 90s. And I want to tell you today about Nate and Sarah Wright and their children, Andrew, Joseph, Susanna, Caleb, and Daniel, who are serving up in the northern part of the country of Uganda. And we have a lot of missionaries there, and they're really doing a wonderful job. And Brother Nate says, we started calling our growing youth group Youth Alive, ranging in ages from 13 to 19. And we're thankful for Brother Axis, who's leading this group and doing a good job with it. In 2023, he led the activities for them each Saturday night. And Sarah has started a Bible study with the girls. And many of them are attending our blocked institute classes over each term break. Now, in January, we were able to send 29 of these teams to a week of Bible camp in Arua. And we praise the Lord for the decisions that were made. And please pray for these children as they follow up on their decisions to get baptized or to live for Christ in their communities, and even to go into full-time ministry. Now, since several of these teams feel like the Lord wants them in ministry, and we're prayerfully considering how to help them in a better way, and we're not sure our own college will adequately challenge them in the way they need to go since they would still be living so close to the places they've grown up. Instead, we're sensing the Lord is leading us to send a few of these children who are from our church here in Gulu down to Kampala to a different college. It's East Africa Baptist College, started by James Pridgeon, who's one of our Beyond My missionaries. Well, in particular, we'll be sending one young lady named Kendra even this year in just a couple of weeks. So please pray for her specifically. And also please pray for several of the young men, including Solomon and Jordan, who may go next year. Now, in our own college here in Gulu, we've had three men this last year. And although some have gone and come and gone, we praise the Lord that we had our first graduate in December. Please pray for Matthew as he continues to grow in the Lord and seeks God's will for his life. We're praying for more men in our college, and we're focusing on our village young men who are not yet married. One man, Benson, has expressed interest, and he's from Pastor Patrick's church here in Padibi, and we would like to have a few more such men. Please pray with us that as we also consider who to accept in our college here in our town of Gulu. Now, we're thankful that we were able to have all five of our kids home for Christmas. This has been the first time in 3 years that we've been able to be all together here in Gulu. And it may not ever be able to happen again since Andrew and Joseph are both following the Lord in different paths God has for them. Christmas was such a precious time, and what a joy to sit down in person with our children who are now young adults and hear how they are walking in truth on their own. And we're thankful for seeing God's faithfulness and provision in their own lives. And please pray that God will continue to provide for their college bills and so on. This summer, Andrew is considering a pastoral internship in Indianapolis, and Joseph is planning on being a counselor at the Wiles Christian Camp in North Carolina. Well, of course, their children are close to the hearts of these missionary families. Please pray with this family that their teenagers and their children there in their ministry will grow and go off to college and serve the Lord, and pray for their own children as well.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.